MMA on Radio Yorkshire.
Hello and welcome to the Fight Night podcast here on Radio Yorkshire. We've been away a little while, but we are back now. And, well, on this week's show, on Tuesday night on Radio Yorkshire, we discussed UFC 205. We were in the company of the UFC fighter from right here in Yorkshire, Scott Askham. He joined us to talk all about what he's up to at the moment after defeat last time out, but also about the big fight card in New York on Saturday. We were joined live from New York by Jim Edwards, writer for The Independent and The Mirror, amongst other titles as well. And Jay Furnish joined us as well, a MMA journalist local to Yorkshire who writes for a variety of publications. He's also a fighter himself, a coach, referee. He's a jack of all trades, as he describes himself. So we'll hear all three of those interviews starting next with Scott Askham.
MMA on Radio Yorkshire.
I'm good, mate. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Tell us about what you're up to then at the moment. Unlucky for yourself last time out, a defeat. What are you up to at the moment? Any news to bring us?
No, not at the moment. No, I'm just focused on my training at the minute. This very second, I'm watching Jeremy Kyle and I'm rolling my hand wraps ready for training. I've mixed a few things up. Ready for when I do eventually get back in camp. I've always been a stand-up fighter. I've got a lot of TKO finishes. I'm not exactly sure how many it is, but I've got quite a few TKO finishes. But when I look back at my losses inside UFC, I've lost them in the stand-up battle. So I've gone back to my roots. I've got a boxing coach now, Sean Fickett, and I'm looking to get a Thai boxing coach on board. And focus back on my roots. Continue working on my ground game and my wrestling still, and then get ready to get back in there. I've also just added a nutritionist into my camp as well, David Stack. So, yeah, I have mixed a lot of things up. I feel in a good place, and I feel ready to get back on that right track.
Yeah, did the defeat against Jack Hermanson, is that a direct result, all these changes that you're making, or have you been considering a number of these things like the nutritionist and various coaches for a while?
I think it's come off the back of this loss. I think it's a bit of a reality check, so let's say, and I've watched the fight back. I feel like my cardio let me down in the fight, which I'm well known for my cardio. Without sounding big-headed, I am a fit guy. I've got really good conditioning, so I can only put that down to the weight cut and the nutrition side of things. And Jack Hermanson, he kept a great pace. He kept a great pace standing. He had a good work rate, and he outworked me slightly. So off the back of all them things, these are a few things that I need to put right, and they're literally just small little margins, and just a little bit sharper here, a little bit fitter there. And I know I'm not a million miles away. I did lose a fight, but I didn't get beat up. So all my fights I've lost have been decisions. One was a split decision, which I felt I won. So like I say, when I've won, but with devastating knockout. So just a few tweaks here and there, and like I say, I'll be back on that right track. And so as soon as I do get these things right, I'll get that momentum, and then I'll start getting these win streaks together. As soon as I start getting these win streaks together, I'll have that confidence. I'll be through the roof.
Yeah, the most important thing is recognising the need to make these tweaks. So you're doing that, so I'm sure you'll be bouncing back. Obviously, the fight against Hermanson potentially was going to lead to a fight at UFC 204. Obviously, that didn't happen. Another guy in your camp, Mark Diakele, did fight on the bill. Did that have any kind of relation to it as well, the fact that you suffered a defeat and you kind of missed out on a big card here in England?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I was still happy to be a part of that card with Mark Diakele. I've been part of Mark Diakele's camp from pretty much day one. Me and Mark have got a really close relationship, and to be a part of that, I was so, in end, I was so happy I was part of that camp as a cornerman for Mark rather than competing alongside each other. Cause like I said, I've been trained alongside Mark for a long time, and to corner him in his first UFC victory was really, really nice to see, and I'm happy to be a part of it in that way. But yeah, obviously Christmas gets in the way of things, and then there's not going to be camps till there's not many shows in January, February and that, so I think he's come a good... I want to stay active in one way, and in another way, I'm happy not to be active, if that makes sense. I'm still active in gym. I'm flat out in the gym. I'm getting better each day, so I've got loads of positives to take away from it, and I'm just going to keep, like I said, I'm going to keep doing what I need to do to get this win streak put together, and when I do, I'll be hard to stop. It's really frustrating for me at the moment. There's certain days like where I'm just like, I do get mad with it all, with the situation I'm in. Then, but I know where I can be, and I'm just gonna keep slugging away, and these times will come.
Yeah, so looking to get back in the mix in 2017. In terms of Mark, it was a terrific performance on the night. Many people very impressed with the performance that he gave, and again helping him for his next camp and going to be back in action.
Yeah, Mark's an unbelievable athlete. He's a fantastic talent. Honestly, his potential's through the roof. He only showed a part of what he's got in that fight. Obviously, it was UFC debut. He was a little bit excited, and he came straight out with a flying knee. But yeah, he got the TKO win, which he needed. It made a nice amount of money as well. I had some money on him, a TKO anytime. He was 3-1 for TKO anytime, which was a massive price. And obviously, I always were confident we were going to get the TKO, so it would be a nice lump of money. And then luckily for him, he's got a nice quick turnaround now, and he's heading off to New York.
Yeah, we'll give us some tips then for this weekend. UFC 205, it's another huge card. We'll see if you can win us some money, no pressure.
let's just say, I train along my market every day, you know what I mean? So I know what he's capable of. So it's a lot easier to put money on my teammate. So, like I said, I'm very confident he will get that. There's some really close fights at weekend, but... If I were a betting person, I would have money on Khabib, Tate, Tim Kennedy, and I would put Joanna and Woodley in there. And then I wouldn't bet on the main event. I wouldn't bet on the main event. But if I had to bet on the main event, I would put... I'm going to go with Connor. I think he's going to make history on Saturday night. I think he's going to be fantastic for MMA, and I think he's going to make history.
Yeah, UFC 205, of course, the first in New York, and as you said, Conor McGregor bidding to make history and become the first two-weight world champion. He faces the current lightweight champion in Eddie Alvarez. Do you think Conor McGregor? He's talked a lot about this potentially now being his ideal weight, moving up one, down one from the last fight, of course. What do you think that this could be his perfect weight?
Yeah, I think 155 is his weight, really. He's still got size on Alvarez. When they squared off at the press conference, he's still got size on him. He's definitely got height, and he's got a little bit of size on him, it looks, as well. He's an absolute beast at 145. He's like two weight categories above that weight. It's like... He just looks like he'd do awesome at 145, but he is still a big lightweight. So I think you'll probably see the best of him at 155. But the 155 division is absolutely stacked. They've got so many to get in that top 20 in that division. You really got to put some good wins together. But obviously, there's a big UK talent coming through in that division as well. I'm sure he's going to be in that mix soon as well.
Yeah, lots going on in the lightweight division. Let's hope Conor McGregor does do it. But you mentioned a number of other names there, the likes of Woodley Thompson, Chris Weidman in action as well, Misha Tate, the two Polish girls, Johanna and, yeah, and Karolina going at it. It's a real good card. What are you looking forward to the most on UFC 205?
Yeah, I think it's like two main cards. The cards, really, it's absolutely stacked. You got three title fights on the card, and they're all really interesting title fights. Any of them fights could main card a numbered show. Like, I'm really looking forward to Woodley Thompson. I think that's a really good match. Again, it's a close contest, but Thompson's looked unstoppable at the minute.
Yeah, certainly flying. What about the two Polish girls then, Karolina and Johanna?
Yeah, Johanna's already had the win over Karolina in the amateur days. I'm not sure exactly what year, but they've already fought as amateurs. And Johanna, I fought on the same show as her in Berlin. She's a fantastic athlete, and I can't see her getting beat. She's a bit of a character as well. When we did weigh-ins in Berlin, she had a bit of like a duel with Jessica Penne, and then as she was coming out, she was having a little rant about Jessica Penne. It was quite funny. Yeah, she's quite funny as well.
Yeah, excellent stuff, Scott. Thank you very much for joining us on the show. For yourself, then, just waiting it out now, waiting for news and back out 2017 and making 2017 your year.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. There's rumours of London again. Obviously, I had a fantastic show early on in the year in London. So, obviously, if I can go out there and do exactly the same in London, that'd be a perfect start to the year. Then we'll keep that momentum going and have a good year.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Well, we'll catch up soon. Scott, thank you very much for joining us.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
MMA on Radio Yorkshire.
And joining us on the show now, it is famous MMA journalist for The Independent, The Mirror, and a ton of other publications as well. It's Jim Edwards, live from New York. How are you, Jim?
You're too kind. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm in New York. It's Tuesday, and it's a big week ahead of us.
Yeah, early doors, obviously. But what's it like being over there on election day?
Yeah, I mean, I was just saying to you guys that I haven't seen any like big campaign posters or anyone out on the streets kind of trying to persuade people to get the vote done. But, you know, I'm seeing quite a bit online, obviously, and I'm expecting it to pick up a lot today. Obviously, it's a massive day for America, and I would expect it's going to be all over the news later on.
Yeah, huge day for America, huge week for the UFC as well. First one in New York. It's been talked about, and the corporation have tried to get it in New York for a number of years. Absolutely massive that it's finally happened.
Yeah, absolutely incredible to be here this week. It's a historic moment for the sport. It's going to be in Madison Square Garden for the first time. And, you know, the UFC have been trying to campaign for years and years and years to get it legalized. You know, I'm not going to go into the nitty-gritty political details, but there were some significant changes made to the kind of political system here in the US. You know, and it finally, the bill got passed through the kind of courts here in New York and in the state, and it was finally legalized, so I believe around April time earlier this year. I believe it was, 10 minutes after it got legalized, the date for November 12th, UFC 205 was announced. So, you know, it's been a long time in the making, and we got a spectacular fight card this weekend.
Yeah, huge card. In terms of fight week itself, are you expecting things to be any different this week with it being the MSG?
Yeah, I mean, we've got most of the events that happen every single fight week are occurring. So we've got things like open workouts, weigh-ins, press conferences, media days. These are all going down at Madison Square Garden. So it's really central in New York that you can already see all the billboards and adverts up around the city, more so than the election ones, to be honest with you. UFC has really kind of taken over here. Lots of people are talking about it, and you talk to some of the locals, and they're saying, you know, the people who aren't even familiar with the UFC or the sport know it's coming to town this week, and there's a big buzz around it.
Yeah, I was watching the first of the embedded shows last night, and on it you had a couple of the fighters just walking around New York and being noticed and shouted at, and I suppose that kind of says perfectly what you're saying. The UFC huge in New York City. So, you know, there is a big buzz about seeing some of the stars this week.
Yeah, I mean, Conor McGregor's obviously the most recognised guy, but still up and down the card, people are. I'm talking to some of the fighters that have been here already, and they're saying it's just incredible that they're getting just noticed as much as they are. I talked to one of the Polish fighters yesterday, Karolina Kowalkiewicz, and she was telling me a story of how she only started the sport 4 years ago, and she's gone from buying her first pair of fighting shorts in a secondhand shop for $1 to being, you know, one of the faces on the billboard in the middle of Times Square. There are some amazing stories, even below Conor McGregor this week. But of course, you know, Conor is the main man. He's the main man that everyone recognises, and he's getting a lot of buzz down here in New York.
Yeah, as touchdown, he's in the city now. In terms of the fight for Conor McGregor, obviously it's historic being in New York for the UFC, but Conor McGregor trying to make his own bit of history this week.
Yeah, certainly. So Conor McGregor is attempting to become the first man to hold two UFC titles at the same time in two different weight divisions. So he's currently the UFC featherweight champion of the world, and this weekend at UFC 205 he's going to fight Eddie Alvarez, the UFC lightweight champion. If he defeats him, then Conor gets another record, another moment in history, and it's just another massive moment in him building his legacy, I guess, inside the sport, which is already huge to say the least.
Yeah, do you think he can do it? What's your breakdown of the fight against Eddie Alvarez?
Well, I mean, you know, Eddie Alvarez is a very strong wrestler. He's known for really, you know, he can really pressure fighters and really put it on them. He's very good in grappling. He's going to attempt, if he's sensible about it, he's not going to try and strike with Conor McGregor on the feet. Eddie Alvarez is going to try and take this fight down to the mat as soon as possible, and he's probably going to try and do that throughout five rounds. Can Conor McGregor overcome it? I think he probably can. And I'm going with the Conor McGregor knockout. I think it will happen in either the first or second round. So, you know, it's one of those situations where both guys have very obvious routes to victory. You wouldn't disbelieve either one of them winning, but I'm personally picking McGregor.
So McGregor to make history. What about the rest of the card? What's the highlight for you? There's so much to choose from all the way through the main card and the prelims as well.
Oh, it's absolutely, it's a ridiculous card. Three title fights. So you have McGregor Alvarez, and then you have Tyron Woodley facing Stephen Wonderboy Thompson for the welterweight title. As I mentioned earlier, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight champion, will then face her fellow Pole, Karolina Kowalkiewicz. So again, that's another massive moment for European MMA. Never before have two Europeans, let alone two Polish women or men, fought for a UFC title. There's history being made up and down this card, and even outside the title fights, there's just some incredible matchups. Chris Weidman, Yoel Romero, Jim Miller versus Thiago Alves. I could go on for days, but you know, if you've never seen a UFC card before, I think this is the one. This is the one. If you're ever going to give it a go, this is the one, because it's going to be absolutely spectacular.
Outside the main event, what's the one for you where you think this could be a classic?
Oh, I'm going to go for the women. I'm going to say Joanna Jędrzejczyk versus Karolina Kowalkiewicz. As I said, it's the first ever double European title fight in history. Two Polish women. It's you know, Joanna's been unstoppable. Both have unbeaten records. Someone's always got to go, as they say. And you know, I really think this is going to be the third match from the top. But still, I mean, up and down the prelims, you just got incredible fights. So I'll tune in from the very first one to the very last.
Excellent. Well, Jim, enjoy Fight Week in New York City, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks very much.
MMA on Radio Yorkshire.
I'm good, mate, thank you. That sounds like a lot of stuff, doesn't it? The Renaissance Man.
It's not a bad CV, is it? You're doing well for yourself.
Not too bad.
it's... A huge card this weekend for the UFC. First in New York. We'll get onto that in a couple of moments. Yesterday, though, the news came through finally regarding John Jones. A year suspension has been imposed, meaning he will be back from July onwards. A messy situation for him. I suppose he'll be relieved that his future is now sorted and he's got a date when he can come back.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people will be disappointed. He'll be out till next July. It puts that division on hold a little bit and takes, you know, arguably the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world out for even longer, which is not ideal. But the good thing for Jones is that he's, you know, in a way being cleared, because how many times you see the story come out about ped use in athletes and stuff, and almost everybody jumps the old adage that, you know, it was something in my supplements or whatever, or, you know, an old excuse which never comes to fruition. But for Jones, they've actually, you know, come out and said, yeah, it's most likely this, let's call it a special pill that he was taking for his outside activities from MMA. So, I mean, that's better, that he's not going to be labelled as a drug cheat in that respect. But, yeah, you know, it's disappointing that he's going to be out for so long, and that, you know, especially in the prime of his career right now, it's just a year is a long time in the life of an athlete.
Yeah, obviously it been cleared, and there was a lot of doubt at the time, right in the build-up, in the thick of a fight week against Daniel Cormier when this all blew up, and it's taken quite a long time to get to the bottom of. Do you think Jones's reputation will have suffered, or do you think, obviously, what's come to light has come to light, but mud kind of sticks in these situations regardless.
Yeah, and, you know, it has been, the last couple of years have been pretty tumultuous for Jones, and he's had a lot of these controversies surrounding him. You know, he's had his other issues as well. But I think, you know, sometimes that these lead to, you know, these great stories of, you know, people come back from the brink and whatever, and, you know, so a lot of the best athletes we've ever seen have been these kind of tortured geniuses and whatnot, and I think it all adds to his, a little bit of his aura, you know, if it was clean cut and nothing ever happened to him, there'd be nothing to talk about. Would the people like this kind of thing, even though, you know, quick to jump on him and call him this and that, you know, it adds an extra story. I'm sure the UFC could do without it, but, you know, it's, he'll go down as one of those kind of guys who was amazing, but, you know, had his troubles, and we've seen enough of them, and, you know, after a certain amount of time, they get revered regardless. You know, looking at the Tysons, the George Best, all those kind of guys who've all had their demons, but it adds to the flavour, I guess you could say.
Yeah, indeed. In terms of the division, at light heavyweight, obviously the fight with Cormier was called off. Cormier now fighting Rumble Johnson at 206. So in terms of that division, a couple of things will be sorted by the time Jones gets back. Do you think he might be able to get himself back in line for a title shot quickly after what has come out?
Yeah, you know, he'll be training hard, and he's a full-time athlete, so he'll be training hard in the off time. And Cormier is, you know, he's the best guy to come out and challenge him. Obviously, they fought before, and, you know, it wasn't a particularly close fight between Jones and Cormier, but I'm sure Cormier will think he's added to his arsenal, so if he can beat Johnson next time round, then that'll be another great fight, and I wouldn't be surprised if they shove Jones straight back into it. Obviously, Rumble's been on an absolute tear since he lost to Cormier last time. He's just been, you know, KOing everybody, and he's probably the most feared guy in the division in terms of the knockout power. So if he can land something on Cormier, and then you set up Jones versus Rumble Johnson, again, that's another amazing fight. So whatever the outcome of that fight, I think we'll see Jones straight back in the mix against either of those guys, which would be very different but very intriguing fights.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing how that unfolds into 2017. On to this weekend then, UFC 205, the first in New York at Madison Square Gardens. A huge card that the UFC have put on here, headlined by Conor McGregor bidding to become a simultaneous two-weight world champion in the UFC for the first time against Eddie Alvarez.
Yeah, I mean, to start with, the fact that it's, you know, in New York after all the years of back and forth. I mean, in terms of being in the MMA sort of media, I've been working in MMA for 7 years, and, you know, every year something new come out about, you know, we're close to New York, and it finally got there, and you know, that's awesome, and it deserves to be there at Madison Square Garden, one of the most famous sporting venues there is, and what a card to do it with. So it's just amazing that they're there, and I'm sure Conor will have loads of support on the East Coast as well, coming from Ireland, and then all the legions of Americans who like to pretend they're Irish. But yeah, so it's going to be awesome that it's in New York, and the fight card itself is just absolutely insane. And that main event, you know, it's got if you could pick any fight in any division, this could have been one of the fights you'd pick. And straight from top to bottom, it's just, you can't pick a bad fight on the card, really.
Yeah, take a look at this main event for us then. McGregor Alvarez. McGregor, of course, going up in weight in terms of him being a champion at featherweight. Obviously fought at welterweight against Nate Diaz in the second fight that they had. In terms of this one, who you're looking at, McGregor stepping up, and he, for a guy coming up from a lighter weight, essentially got a bigger reach than Eddie.
Yeah. To be honest, I think this is the best weight for him. Obviously, the one at welterweight against Diaz, that was kind of to feed his ego and prove a point a little bit. And at featherweight, obviously, he's the champion and he's an animal, but I think he's kind of outgrowing the weight, and he looked very, he always very drawn out and gone at the weigh-ins. I think at 155, he'll still carry the power, but he'll be fuller, and especially if you're looking at going into championship rounds for 5 rounds, without an enormous weight cut, I think it'll be much better for him. So I think this is the best weight for him. And moving forward, you know, it might be where he'll stay. I don't know if he'll make it back down to featherweight again. But yeah, this one's a tough one for me because, you know, having known McGregor and sort of being around him, you know, in his pre-UFC days, you know, fighting at Cage Warriors and whatnot. And I know his coaches and whatever, I always like to see him win. I always like to see him do well. But Alvarez is one of the guys, when I was starting out, who I love to watch. He's been in some of my favourite fights ever. And they're completely different, you know, personas. Alvarez, quite quietly spoken and whatever. He's been drawn into some trash talk for this one. But, you know, he's no McGregor on that kind of, on the stage, you know, blaring out these sound bites or whatever. But I like them both for, you know, very different reasons. But for Conor to make history and be, you know, the two-weight world champion. For the second time after he did it in Cage Warriors as well, obviously UFC is the big one, you know, that to see that, see a, you know, a European guy do that, and a guy who's, you know, team and coach and everything, I know and respect, I think that'd just be amazing. So I'd plump for Conor in this one. Alvarez gets hit a lot, and, you know, as simple as it sounds, Conor likes hit people, and he has got big power, but sometimes you see Alvarez get hit and get dropped. It looks like he's out of there and comes back stronger, this is a cliche, he has got the heart of a lion, this fight's got everything going for it. You know, you got both guys that can KO people, they've got more skills as well, but Alvarez, you can see him getting hit and hurt, but you see that happens a lot, and he comes back, so I'm really excited for it. If I were a betting man, though, I would probably just have a cheeky flutter on McGregor by KO.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Jay, thank you very much for joining us on the show. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Yep, no problem. Thanks for having me.
MMA on Radio Yorkshire.
There you go. That is Jay Furnish. Thanks to all of my guests on this UFC Fight Night podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with another. In fact, we'll do a review of all the action next week. So make sure you check us out for that at RadioYorkshire.co.uk.